So welcome to a bonus episode of Pod World. I'm David Marr Roberts, and regular listeners will know that Pod World is a podcast about the podcasts you should be listening to. And in our regular show, we pick a category, go really deep into that, and recommend three or four shows that you should listen to, whether that's history or true crime or comedy podcasts. We're going through the whole set of Apple categories. And we also chat with a podcast creator or a host about their podcasts. It's a blast. You should have a listen. But in these shorter bonus episodes, we take a slightly different route to a recommendation. We chat with an author or a musician or a content creator and ask them about their all-time favorite podcast. So for this very first bonus episode of Podworld, I'm joined by, I have to say, my very good friend and author of the Cornish Chronicles, Tim Tucker. So welcome, Tim.
Thank you, David. Yes, thank you for asking me. Very excited to be on the show.
So tell us a bit about yourself. Who are you, Tim?
I'm two people, actually. So I'm Tim Tucker by day, the content marketing and copywriting consultant and trainer. But I'm also TM Tucker, as you suggested, author of the Cornish Chronicles, which are books about werewolves in the 18th century. So there's that as well. And I also have another hat, actually. I'm one half of Stay at Homer, a podcast about The Simpsons, with my good friend Andrew Lowe, who you probably know as well because we all worked together at one time.
We did, absolutely. A hilarious combination of Tim and Andy going through episode by episode, I think it is, of The Simpsons.
Yeah, literally, because we launched it the day, I think it was just in lockdown, and Disney Plus launched. As I remember, Disney Plus launched on the same day that lockdown started, which I think is a good fodder for a conspiracy theory, don't you?
Genius bit of marketing, yeah.
Yeah. And that gave you every episode of The Simpsons. So we thought, right, we're going to start with episode one. And as you know, you've been talking to lots of podcasters. That's a recognized format, isn't it?
For absolutely.
TV.
Yes.
Go through every version of the episode and talk about it.
Yeah.
Which Absolutely. Is a lovely format. You would never have got that on radio. You'd never got that in any other medium but podcasting.
I love it. It's the companion show. My favorite one of those is the West Wing Weekly, which I absolutely love. But I really do want to know a bit more about the Cornish Chronicles. So you know, what are the books about? What's the story about?
I decided that I wanted to write a werewolf novel. A series of werewolf novels, but I wanted to set them sometime apart from now. So I love the 18th century. I love that time in history, mid 1700s, when the Enlightenment was happening. The world was changing from one based on magic and religion to something more scientific. So it's a real turning point in human history. So I set my werewolf novels in 1766. Joseph Cornish is the overseer of a slave plantation in Jamaica, and he's a werewolf. But he's also got a son who's mixed race, because he was a son via Joseph, who's white, and a black slave lady. And he finds out during the first novel that he's a werewolf. So he's actually got three children that he finds during the course of the first three novels. And I've just published the second and working on the third.
That's brilliant. And the first two, what are they called?
So the first one's called Above the Circle of the Moon, which came out in May last year. I managed to publish it just after lockdown started. And then the second one is called Beneath the Silent Moon, which came out just last week, actually. So, yeah.
I'm waiting for the paperback version because I bought the paperback of the first one. I absolutely loved it.
Thank you, David.
I know Tim's a friend of mine, but actually, we're hopefully quite transparent and give each other critical feedback. But actually, it's a phenomenal story, and I can't wait to get the second one and the third one. So,
thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that.
So with that as a background, the big question on these bonus episodes is we want to know a little bit about your favorite podcast. What is it that you look for in a podcast, and what is your favorite podcast, and why? Is it your favorite?
Now, so I struggled with this because there's so many I love. I have a dog, so I fill most of my dog walking hours with podcasts, most of my travel time in cars with podcasts. So I thought about, I love all kinds of podcasts, from entertainment to tech to marketing podcasts. The one I've gone with, David, you know very well that I'm a massive fan of the Beatles.
Yes, of course.
And there are some really good Beatles podcasts out there. The one that I love most of all is called I Am the Egg Pod. 1, 2, 3, 4. And it's hosted by a guy called Chris Shaw, who I still can't find out who Chris Shaw is, actually. But he must be somebody of significance because he has some great guests on there. He has people like David Hepworth, David Quantick, Annie Nightingale. He had Neil Innes on there. And every episode they talk about their favorite Beatle or solo Beatle album for an hour.
Wow. No wonder you love this.
Yeah. I love it. I'll tell you why. It's so celebratory. We were talking before we were recording, weren't we, about how celebratory podcasts are. I think podcasts can do that really well, celebrate a passion, a niche, a real area of focus. And this is so focused. I mean, obviously, you have to be a Beatles fan. Although I must say, if you're not a Beatles fan, you would still find this interesting, I'm sure of it. If you're, maybe you need to be of a certain age, because a lot of the guests seem to be around my age, so mid-50s. But I think if you like the Beatles or love the Beatles, you'll love this. And what I love about it is, yeah, it's just, I mean, he says in his, Chris Shaw says in his summary of the podcast that it's not about facts and figures. It's about two people, like you were sitting in a pub chatting about something you love. And I think every other episode, probably I'm moved to tears by it.
Wow.
By some remnant. It's, you know, it's not about, oh, who played the guitar and what were the cymbals made of. It's more about, you know, what that album meant to you and what that song meant to you. And they go really into some really beautiful stories around how people got into the Beatles, or Paul McCartney or whatever album they're talking about. And it's the sort of conversations I want to get involved in. I'd love to be there. You know, when you're listening to a podcast, you think, I want to join this conversation. I want to be sat at that table.
Louise and I, my co-host on Podworld, we always talk about how intimate podcasting is in effect. So you might well, when you're listening, you really just think it's in your ears. You usually say you're walking, or, you know, it's an individual experience. So it's can get emotional very quickly. And the connections are, when you find those podcasts, your connection's very strong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there like a favorite episode or episodes that you can think of that, that really, like you talked about, you know, being close to tears or bringing yourself to tears. It'd be interesting to know which ones.
Yeah, it's funny because I imagine it wouldn't be the sort of thing that would bring somebody else to tears. Well, it'd be interesting. I'd love to hear what other people made of it. But the one I was thinking about that before I came on the show, I'm just looking through the episodes now. And the one, there's a couple that really moved me just because of the passion about it. And also they were talking about stories of a time in their life, which is very similar to mine, when they first got into the Beatles, when they first got into them. So the one that, I'm just trying to find it now. It was episode 40, which was released last April in 2020 it's about Tug of War, the Paul McCartney album Tug of War, because they cover the Beatles solo albums as well, with Andy Miller, who's also an author and a co-host of Backlisted. And it's a wonderful episode about his feeling for a great album that I'd always kind of liked but never fully got into. And that's the other great thing about the podcast, is that the whole Beatles thing I know back to, like, inside out, but some of those solo albums I don't know as much about. And he made me pay attention to it and made me really realize that I need to listen to this album more, which I did, and I've gone and I now love it. Such a beautiful album that I hadn't really got into, so it introduced me to new things as well as old things. And yeah, I just found that a really moving episode. So I definitely recommend Tug of War. That was episode 40. And there's two-parter from Dan Schreiber on Chaos and Creation in the Backyard, which is wonderful. Around the same time, actually, episodes 37 and 38. That's great. I mean, there's loads of them. I would highly recommend listening to all of them, but those episodes are wonderful.
And one of the questions when we recommend on the show, we actually tell people also where it's best to start, because some podcasts you can start anywhere and it's random. Some others you really do need to follow some form of structure. What would you advise people to do on this one?
That's a great question. I would start with, I mean, you could start from the beginning because each one is self-contained. It's about a specific album. But I would say, especially if you know, if you're not necessarily a Beatles fan, I'd start with something like the Hard Day's Night episode with Samira Ahmed, which is wonderful. That's episode 6. And also the one that David Hepworth did. David Hepworth's a great broadcaster and editor. He used to edit Q. He launched Q, and he launched Mojo, and he launched Word magazine. He's a great speaker anyway, and a passionate Beatles fan. And they talk about With the Beatles, which is a great album. And I'm sure you'll know those songs, because it's nice knowing the songs, because you think, oh yeah, that is a great song. It's also nice not knowing them and thinking, I must hear that song, when you've heard somebody enthuse about it and you think, wow, that I don't know if you ever get that when you hear about somebody enthusing about a movie or a show or something, you think, oh yeah, especially when it's intelligently done or it's but also done with passion as well. So yeah, I would definitely go for those two. They're great.
Enthusiasm is infectious, I always think. And we try and base the whole show that we do on enthusiasm and celebration of podcasting, because we want people to try different things out. So actually that's the way you do it, isn't it? As you say, when you're down the pub with some friends, you will go and try stuff that they've talked about that you maybe never would have thought of doing because they're so enthusiastic. You go, well, if they're that passionate about it, I should actually give it a go.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you so much for sharing your favorite podcast with us and for being my very first guest for this bonus episode of Podworld.
And thanks for asking me, David. It was a real joy. Thank you.
So a big thank you to Tim Tucker for sharing his all-time favorite podcast with us. His new book, Beneath the Silent Moon, is out now on Kindle. For more podcast recommendations, one genre at a time, join Louise, Blaine and myself on Podworld. Episodes are out every 2 weeks. And in the meantime, connect with us on Twitter, Instagram or Facebook at PodPodWorld. Podworld is produced and edited by Louise Blaine and myself, DMR. Our researcher is LMR Roberts, design and graphics by Dylan Channon, and the music was composed by Dan Phillipson.